بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد نبي اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم's weeping whilst listening to the recitation of the Quran Kareem. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to recite a portion of the Quran Kareem to him. He began reciting from Surah An-Nisa, and when he reached the ayah, "And you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be brought as a witness against these people," that is, against the disbelievers, especially of Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to stop. Sayyidun Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu related that he looked up to glance at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saw that his Mubarak eyes were filled with tears. Note, to listen to the Quran Kareem being recited is a sunnah according to this hadith. Hence, it should be listened to with this intention. Mulla Ali Qari, rahmatullah alayhi, has quoted Ibn Battal Maliki, rahmatullah alayhi, as stating, "The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was moved to tears due to visualizing the dreadful scene of the day of Qiyamah, when he would be called to bear testimony and that his own people had rejected his invitation to Islam." Imam Nawawi rahimahumullah has written that it is mustahab to cry whilst reciting the Quran Kareem. Sayyiduna Hamran radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once fell unconscious while reciting the verses of Surah Muzzammil. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.